Because we got stuff to do. Like, oh, I don't know, put stuff in a bucket of water. You know.
Here we go. It's not fun.
So good.
It is so
Mark
good.
Mark knows.
Will it float as always? So good and always brought to you by our buddies out there. Gibson's Discount Center of Weatherford. Shop small, shop local. Shop Gibson's and get ready to shop Stock Show. That is what's on the line right now in Will It Float. Not only will we get you out to the Fort Worth Stock Show with a pair of grounds passes, but also a pair of passes for this a week from this Saturday. So the second Saturday next weekend of the Stock Show, Will Rogers Coliseum. It'll be the finals of the Mustang Magic, which has, in the last couple of years, really, really taken hold as one of the big events out there. And certainly the Hank fans love to be at. And why not? I mean, where else can you see these horses perform the kind of magic tricks that really you only see from maybe it's like the Copperfields and Carrot Tops of the world? It is pretty amazing out there, okay? I don't, again, know how they do it, but of course, the horses are silent and won't divulge their secrets on all their magic tricks.
Don't insult them. They are not prop comics.
And since there's so much magic, you can't have magic without a magic wand. And that is what is going into the tank today. This is actually of the Harry Potter variety. It's Dumbledore's wand.
Oh, yeah. You know, Melinda chimed in about this as well, about the hierarchy of said wands.
Oh, dear.
She said, Dumbledore's wand is the Elder Wand.
Yeah.
They are the same thing in the movies, but you got to read the book for more detail. And I don't know that we have time for that.
No. It is a plastic wand. You believe there is some sort of metal, though, in it, because it does have a little heft.
So did you actually hold the wand, or is it just too much power for you?
With great power comes great responsibility.
That's right.
I don't know if I'm ready for it.
I'm telling you, there's some...
I'm going to leave it to the horses.
There's some action in that wand.
To hold right in their hooves. And perform that kind of magic. And they are waiting patiently as our two contestants. She is Hank fan number 9 out of Fort Worth. Welcome to Will It Float. Janessa here to play Will It Float today. Good morning, Janessa.
Good morning.
Janessa is Hank fan number 9 going up against her. Hank fan number 10 out of Weatherford. That would be Alan. Alan, welcome to Will It Float.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
All right. Hey, either one of you Harry Potter fans, by the way?
Not especially. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Oh!
Whoa.
Wow. Resentment. Line 1.
Well, bad things happen to him in Azkaban, so there you are. Okay. All right. So no previous bias going into this one, but Janessa, you have the call as Hank fan number 9. What do you think Dumbledore's wand will do for the magical Mustangs? Will it float? Will it sink? What do you say?
I'm
going to
say float.
I'm going to sink. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What? We're going with what? Sink?
Yeah.
Sink.
Sink.
All right.
Okay.
She's going with the sink. So, 50-50 game. That should make it simple. Alan, you hope it does what?
I'm going to say it floats.
There's only one way to tell, and that's what we do, ladies and gentlemen. We go to the big bucket over there, which, by the way, is growing new amounts of fungus. So, I think we're doing amazing things for science.
I like big buckets.
Yeah. And, of course, once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do to determine a winner between Janessa and Alan. What are we looking for over there? You all right?
No. Nothing about this is in any way, shape, or form all right.
Uh-oh. It's really very bad scary. Over there in the tank?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
well, you'll be fine.
There's a lot of stuff levitating.
You'll be fine. They're adding whole milk back to school.
So when will that tank be cleaned?
You're gonna be, never, Doris.
Out.
All right. Here we are. The moment of truth. It goes down in 3, 2, 1, and down goes the wand, and it goes in the water, and it goes straight to the bottom, and it's lying horizontally at the bottom. It's not bubbling. It's not moving. There is no levitation. There doesn't seem to be any Wingardium Leviosa whatsoever. Ladies and gentlemen, the time has elapsed. Will it float? May be magical, but I have questions about that $15 wand. Because, Janessa, congratulations. You're going to the Mustang Magic right there. It's a sinker! Without a doubt, Janessa headed out there to the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. And, Alan, thank you so much for playing. We'll scoop some of the fungi-filled water that is evidently over there.
Who do I call? The water got on me.
I don't know. Do we have any Hank fans that work in the hazmat community? Maybe there's a spell that we can cast over it. But, Janessa, you are headed to the Stock Show and Mustang Magic. And that wand ain't moving at all. The Mustangs are magical. The Wand 8. We got a sinker. And that is a Will It Float. You're going to be okay, Heather.